There was some success for Bram Stoker with Dracula, and in many ways it is clearly his best book. It's his most thought through book, I think. It's most considered. The rest were quite often hack work written very fast, and you can tell, whereas this was kind of worked over for 7 years. But it is, I think, the case that in the 1920s, very far, 1910s and 1920s, very fast you begin to get these cinema adaptations. And Florence Stoker was alive long enough to begin to see these films begin to emerge and actually try and stop them, try and get her copyright from them. But nevertheless, that was the beginning of it, in a way, becoming unmoored from its origins in Bram Stoker's novel and becoming this kind of myth that extends beyond the text itself. So there is, I think, definitely something to do with that transfer from novel to film, not forgetting also, I think, the stage adaptations too. Although Bram Stoker's own stage adaptation was refused by his boss in the Lyceum, he wouldn't put it on, though there have been lots of adaptations of it on stage. And in the 1920s too, there was that huge Grand Guignol Theatre where people were looking for the most gruesome sensations and the most bloody displays of kind of violence and horror. So I think there's a moment in the 20s when it does become, it begins to speak to a new generation and actually then takes off from that point. So you have the 1920s, German Expressionist films, but then you have the Universal horror films in the 1930s. And then after the war, Hammer, House of Horror, take it over and do endless adaptations of it too. And then it's revived again in the 80s and revived again in the 90s. And it seems to be this just exhaust, you know, without any possibility of finishing it. It can't be exhausted. It does seem to come again and again and again and be revived again and again.